After the GOP said last night that Jacksonville, Florida would host almost all of the Republican National Convention, the local host committee in Charlotte fired back. That group, which has raised $50 million, said its work has been met with broken promises. WFAE's Steve Harrison reports.
The host committee, whose president is former Republican City Councilmember John Lasseter, has been working for 2 years to stage the RNC in Charlotte. It released a statement Friday morning that its efforts have been met with, quote, broken promises. RNC spokesperson Liz Harrington says the GOP had no choice but to leave.
I don't believe that's fair at all, because we always were wanting to hold a convention. And rooms of no more than 10 people, that's not a convention. So that's what Governor Cooper was offering us.
While all of the speeches will be in Jacksonville's downtown arena, the RNC is keeping a small bit of business in Charlotte. But instead of bringing more than 2,400 delegates to Charlotte, the RNC will bring 336, six for each state and territory. They will formally nominate President Trump and Vice President Mike Pence and then quickly fly to Florida. The RNC's letter to the city noted that, by bringing a few delegates to the city, it will meet its contractual obligations to have a convention in Charlotte.
Obviously, we still wanted to uphold our obligations legally, and so we will have a presence in Charlotte.
Harrington says she doesn't know if all of the $50 million raised for a Charlotte convention will be transferred to Jacksonville or if companies and donors can get their money back. In addition to talking about broken promises, the host committee says that, quote, we need to stop pretending there's any part of the convention that will remain in Charlotte. The RNC told the city and host committee to stop spending money promoting the event, although it said it still might use the convention center for a few meetings leading up to the convention. And the letter compared President Trump to Abraham Lincoln. It noted that while Trump will officially be nominated in Charlotte and accept in Jacksonville, it said Abraham Lincoln was nominated in Chicago and gave his acceptance speech in Springfield, Illinois. What the letter didn't say, Springfield was his hometown. For WFAE News, I'm Steve Harrison.